Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
That's Roger Daltrey and The Who bringing us back from the rock opera, Tommy. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Joel Abava. Joel is he is the franchise king. He's the author of Become a Franchise Owner, which is an outstanding book, which if you're even thinking about buying a franchise, you need to find his book and own it and get to know it really well. Joel, thanks again for being here. TheFranchiseKing.com, right?
Yes.
And they can find your book. I know it's wherever books are sold. It's an outstanding Wiley book. Joel, we're talking. With Joel's with us. We're always talking about franchising, and because that's his beat. But there's something going on right now, Joel, that's a little bit, it's more public policy. And really, you and I have really never talked about public policy before with regard to franchising. But I think this needs to be pointed out right now. And I'd like to get your opinion on it. The Obama administration, through the NLRB, National Labor Relations Board, is putting some pressure on franchises with regard to the way that they categorize their franchisees relative to employment, right, Joel?
Would you
talk to us about why they're doing this and a little bit more detail?
I think some of it has to do with potential unionizing. I think that's one of the main reasons, and what they're trying to do is get the franchisors to be responsible for anything having to do with the employees of the franchisees. And here's where it gets dicey. They're saying that McDonald's exerts so much influence.
That thumb we talked about earlier.
Right. Over, because they're such a huge brand, they're using McDonald's as an example, that McDonald's wields so much influence over their franchisees that they are, in fact, the actual employers.
They're the de facto employer, and all of the hundreds of thousands of franchisee McDonald's employees are, in fact, employees of McDonald's Corporation. That's what the NLRB is trying to say right now, right?
Right. And it's wrong. They are wrong.
Yeah.
Franchisees are the ones that do the hiring, firing, and training.
Managing payroll. They make payroll. McDonald's Corporation does not make their payroll.
Yes. The $8, $9 an hour employees are not traveling to Chicago, where McDonald's is headquartered, and getting trained there. That to me is like coffee captain obvious here, but guess what? The franchisees are doing the training, the hiring, and the firing.
And McDonald's
happens to have the policy manuals and the operations manuals and the training manuals, because that's what you get because you're paying for it as a franchisee.
It's intellectual property. It'd be like I buy your book. If I buy your book and start a franchise, I bought your intellectual property, Joel, but that doesn't mean that you manage my employees. That my employees are yours. It's intellectual property that you're buying. It's not a management connection.
That's right. But wait a second. I do have to call you on one thing, and that is the word intellectual. Please don't use it with me in my book, because anyone who knows me will never call me intellectual.
I'm trying to be nice, but seriously, Joel, this is dangerous territory that the Obama administration is pushing in through the straw man. These are my words, not Joel's, folks. Through their straw man, which is the NLRB, and this is something that the Obama administration does. Joel, the franchise sector of the U.S. economy is unique on the planet, and I'm actually working on an article on this right now. It'll be out pretty soon, probably this coming week, Joel, because this is very dangerous. The percentage of income in the United States of GDP produced by franchises is significant. The number of employees, the investment, the capital invested is significant. This becomes a game changer if they're successful in the courts, doesn't it?
Not only does it become a game changer for that reason, because it's a game changer for people to want to own their own businesses.
That's right.
And want to become franchisees, because if they're not going to be the employer, and if they're not going to have some control, or most of the control, over who they hire, et cetera, they're not going to want to become franchisees. For what? Why do you want to do that? I think it's...
You said it right to start with. We need to come back to it, and that is, this is just... Yeah. To try to promote unionism at the small tiny company level.
I think it's just a lot of hot air. I don't think it's ever going to happen in our lifetimes. I really don't.
But why even bring it up? Why even try? Is it just so that the Obama administration can get some kind of credit, some street cred with the unions? What's the purpose?
I don't look at this as an Obama administration kind of thing.
But surely it is.
I don't look at it like that. I just look at it as an NLRB thing, that someone got it in their head that franchising is different, and that the employees, are actually franchisor employees, because they don't understand it.
The NLRB and the FEE and the FCC, they're all straw men of the administration that's in the White House, whether it's Republican or Democrat. So this is there's no question this is an Obama situation. But anyway, thank you. Good report, Joel. Come back soon.
You got it.
TheFranchiseKing.com is his website. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.